From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Recently, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was contacted by an out-of-area attorney regarding a deceased possible gunshot victim at a property on Old Harris Road in Garberville. Deputies got to the scene. They found a deceased male lying in the driveway of the property with what appeared to be multiple gunshot wounds. The victim recognized by law enforcement, his identity later confirmed as 38-year-old Wade Daniel Harris. Also while on the scene, deputies located and detained one male subject. Subject declined to provide a statement to law enforcement. Deputies collected more evidence on the scene. An autopsy of Harris is scheduled for today. Food for the People's free produce distributions happening this week. One is on Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Fortuna Community Services parking lot, 2331 Ronerville Road. It's a drive-through distribution. Cars will enter via David Way. There'll be one in Eureka from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the north parking lot at Bayshore Mall, 3300 Broadway Street. This, too, a drive-through distribution. Masks are required for all distributions, and they're asking everyone to observe 6 feet social distancing. Participants asked to make room in vehicles so volunteers can load produce directly. Firefighters making good progress Monday on the Red Fire, strengthening lines on the west side of the fire from Red Cap Creek to Black Mountain. Last night, the UAS, the unmanned aerial system, or the drone, was used to ignite and consume fuels between the fire and containment lines. Night burning allows fire managers to better get some of the desired effects, consuming ground fuels. The Prospect Peak spot fire is now burning toward the old Butler fire from 2013. Crews continue to prepare the 04 road for use as a containment line in conjunction with the Butler fire burn area. The Salmon Fire continues merging with the Red Fire. As it does, fire managers are working closely with resource advisors considering wilderness and cultural values using Devil's Backbone as a containment boundary. Public health officials confirming a case of COVID-19 that's affected a member of the Humboldt State University community. It's the first confirmed case connected to campus. The individual who tested positive is a student who recently moved into campus housing. The student is asymptomatic and has been moved to a room on campus that was set aside for isolation. The university will be conducting frequent health and wellness checks with the student, as well as providing meal delivery and other necessities. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.